Shalom Ubroche. We're getting close to the end of the year. Happens to be that this Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the year. When they say those words, it's very moving. We know that there are those that say that the last week of the year can be a tikkun for the whole year. So we should make a special effort to use this Shabbos in the best possible fashion. I want to speak words for Achonim, for the Slichas we're going to be starting to say Motzi Shabbos, whether we say them in shul or we say them at home. We know various reasons for saying Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. And one of the reasons is that when a person brings a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be checked 4 days before the korban is brought. Before the korban tumah is brought, it has to be checked for 4 days. It has no mum, it has no blemishes. It is something that is worthy and a good state to be brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is a time that we bring ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a korban. The Medrash is medayik, and all the korbanos of the Yom Tov says v'kirabtem, to bring a korban. By Rosh Hashanah it says v'asisem, you should make the korban. It says v'asisem atzmechem, we make ourselves into a korban. What does that mean? Not burning ourselves, drawing ourselves, adarava. Rosh Hashanah is the time of rejoicing with Hashem. It says in the Novi, Yichu mashmanim shu mamtakim, person should eat good food. Shu chumanu say nofen lo, care for other people also. Yichet vet Hashem u'uzchem. It's a happy day for Hashem, the Klal Yisrael coming back to Him, and He can judge us favorably in Yetz Hashem. The korban, as we know, Hebrew and English are opposite languages. English is the language of Esau. Hebrew, Lashon Kodesh, is a language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was once translating something, the term in Hebrew called Adinus HaNefesh. And I didn't have an exact translation for it in English. I went to Big Mumch and he said, you should know, Adinus HaNefesh is not in the lexicon of English, because English is a language of Esav. He could generally, more or less, define it as a refined character, but it's not the exact terminology. It's something of purity that the Nefesh Yisraeli, a Jewish person, has, that ability to not just force himself in every place, in every position, but just go smoothly, just like the Shabbos, do the right things in a pleasant fashion. I call upon him, the same thing over here. In the Goyim, in the English translation of korban, means a sacrifice. The sacrifice means to give up something. In America, I never saw somebody say, I got this great business deal. The way it looks is I'll put $1 million into the deal and within a few years I'll get $10 million. I never heard anyone say I'm sacrificing $1 million for this deal. Why? Because he's not sacrificing anything. He's doing the deal of his life. He's converting $1 million to $10 million. By then, when you bring a korban, they call it sacrifice, or any form of avodas Hashem, sacrifice. I'm giving up something. But they don't realize it. What are you getting in exchange? So I'm giving up for God. I'm giving away something for God. I'm giving my pleasures for God. I'm giving my korbanos for God. That is the most foolish way to look at it. The furthest away from the emes, that's the oilam hasheker. It's the oilam that unfortunately sometimes affects ourselves. But yes, the other way around. Korban means to be makariv. Bring myself closer to the source of life. bring myself closer to the source of goodness. When the Yetzer Hara tells me, when I'm asked to give a little bit more tzedakah, press myself, give a little bit more. If I can't afford it, I can't afford it. It's no shortage of people that are so nervous their whole lives, what's going to be for my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. And the mother's just sitting around. What's going to be this? What's going to be that? And when they give something, they feel, oh, I sacrificed. Most foolish thing, the money that stays behind is the money that was wasted. Money that was given as a gift from Hashem and misused. When we give something over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the best investment, the best thing we can do is to carry all the goodness in this world and the world to come. It's not only that money, that was a mashal, it's that everything, all the kreifas and nefesh that Hashem gave me. Sometimes the person's self-control, to sacrifice my desire to scream out and yell, to force my opinion on others, because it's not what Hashem wants. That's foolish. That's a goyish way of looking at it. I'm not sacrificing anything. Sacrifice myself, not sitting around eating steak every day, being like a behemoth. That's a sacrifice. I don't want to be an animal. I don't want to be somebody just guided by my instincts and my yetzer haras. I want to be something uplifted. Called and called to Bohu. That's the greatness that we have, and we all have that in this, within us, and we all know that. Sometimes, when we give into the HR, we feel terrible afterwards, and we control ourselves. It's the most beautiful feeling. It's worth it. That in itself is worth $1 million. Just that feeling, oh, I almost got angry and I controlled myself. I didn't want to give this stock and I gave it. I was lazy to learn and I overcome myself. It was hard to have Kavan Shemon Esrei and to put an extra effort into it. Such a beautiful, exalted feeling. That's just on the spot, that's on the surface, that's nothing. The big thing is that I'm a carrot myself, that goes to Shvogel. I gave myself life. Because life is all about Kirus and Lakim, close and talk of the Shvokal. He's the source of life. Like we said in Zochain and Lachayim, that's what we're davening, and we will be davening the whole of Seres Mechuvah. I want the real life. I don't want life of Kores, of pleasure, for a few seconds and being cut off, nothing left. I want eternal life. This is the most beautiful investment. It's not just investment that brings me money. It brings me that emotional, wonderful feeling of the goof, the nefesh, the neshama. I'm connected to a wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's so good to us. That's a korban. And that's what we need to learn in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, we're going to drop everything. Everything we're involved in life, forget about. What's going to be with this? What's going to be with that? That's not relevant now. It's just about me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the korban we're bringing. Just like when you take an animal and you burn it to ashes and show this animal is nothing. It's just a creation of Hashem and I brought it back to its basic components of ashes, carbon and oxygen, nitrogen, all that stuff went into the air. And a little carbon remained. That's what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah. And now we're preparing ourselves. I want to be a carbon. I want to bring myself into God's focus. Who am I? Am I a person just bound by my yetzer haras? I'm a person bound by constant thinking about what's going to be today and what's going to be tomorrow and how can I deal with him, how can I deal with him. All the Maisi Ishva Tafuloisos. And we say in Rosh Hashanah, all the different cheshbonos we make that have no value, where I'm going to purify myself. That's what we're doing. And the slichas, when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say the slichas word Hashem, we want to make ourselves better. We want to purify ourselves. We want slicha for our favors. We want to be ma'or the mitzvah of rachamim. Every slicha we say multiple times, you give the mitzvah of rachamim. We recognize what you are. You're full of rachamim. That's what you want. And we want to be part of that. We inspire the slichas also for the needs of Klal Yisrael. For the goals that we're in. We want redemption for the goals, for the tzoros of the goals. We want to have the Beis HaMikdash built, Klal Yisrael brought back together again. None of the tzoros from the Umas HaOlam and all the other things that come with the goals. This Macha Karoyin is also part of the goals. When we have the Ha'or, it's part of the shining face of Kodesh Bohu. There's no Machla. Ani Hashem Elokecha. Yes, Hashem will take advantage of this week. Preparation. Excitement. I may have to get up early and go to sleep late. For some people, they even fast. We're not on that level. But it's not sacrifice. It's kiva. Closeness to myself, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness I really can achieve. And if we have that closeness, the Mir Hashem, like we said, this is the period now. We finished with the Klolos of the last year. We're close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we give over from ourselves. We invest in a deep relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll uplift ourselves. We'll be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll have Mir Hashem. Aksir Achsir Toiva. A year of only Vesuvah's Toivahs, of Simchas, of health, of Yeshuas. The Malam and HaTeva. We won't be limited by the Teva. We need so many Yeshuas above natural means. We'll get them if we're above our matched natural means. Ken Yerotzen, Shaslicha, Shabbat Rachamim, Yerotzen, the Snack of Shabohu, and the Shana Toiva, Yichos Teva, Teva,
Teva. Amen. Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.